USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Hamas has transferred 6 additional Israeli hostages to the custody of the Red Cross following the release of 2 hostages just hours earlier. This development coincides with an agreement between Israel and the Palestinian militant group to prolong their temporary ceasefire by another day. As part of the truce extension, Israel will also release more Palestinian detainees. Secretary of State Antony Blinken emphasizing that when Israel does resume military operations against Hamas, it needs to present a plan aimed at enhancing the protection of Palestinian civilians.
I made clear that before Israel resumes major military operations, it must put in place humanitarian civilian protection plans that minimize further casualties of innocent Palestinians.
Following his meetings with Israeli and Palestinian Authority leaders in the Middle East, Blinken informed reporters that the U.S. is advocating for an extension of humanitarian pauses. A New York appeals court has reimposed a gag order on former President Donald Trump in his civil fraud trial. Trump and his legal team are once again restricted from making public statements about the courtroom staff involved in the ongoing $250 million civil fraud trial. The debate between Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis and California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom is just hours away. The 90-minute program on Fox News provides each governor with an opportunity to showcase their distinct ideologies to a nationwide audience. DeSantis currently trailing in recent polls as a GOP presidential contender, and Newsom viewed by insiders as an alternative to Joe Biden should the president decide not to continue in the race, will be in the spotlight during the debate. Elon Musk harshly criticized advertisers withdrawing from X at the New York Times Dealbook Summit, suggesting they engage in a specific action using an expletive that began with F. Despite it, he apologized for his recent endorsement of an anti-Semitic conspiracy theory. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get 4 of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Meta revealed today that an individual in China created thousands of fake social media accounts designed to masquerade as Americans. The intention was to disseminate divisive political content, seemingly aimed to divide Americans ahead of next year's elections. The tech company overseeing Facebook and Instagram successfully identified and eradicated the network, comprising nearly 4,800 fake accounts. The accounts utilized fake photos, names, and locations, presenting themselves as typical American Facebook users expressing opinions on political matters. House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries is criticizing Republicans for their impeachment inquiry into President Biden. Jeffries asserted to reporters today that there's no evidence of any wrongdoing by the president in relation to his family's business dealings.
President Biden is a good man. He's a good and decent and hardworking man, and that's been his entire life in public service.
He characterized the inquiry as a phony effort aimed at diverting attention from the House GOP's track record. Southern states are attracting a growing number of residents, as data from the U.S. Census Bureau indicates that more people moved to the South than any other region last year. Southern states grew by more than 1.3 million people in 2022, with Florida leading as the fastest growing state. An arrest warrant has been issued by Dallas police for Buffalo Bills linebacker Von Miller, who's accused of assaulting his pregnant girlfriend in Dallas. The alleged incident occurred yesterday morning. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.